You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new invasive seaweed species has been discovered on Aotea, Great Barrier Island. That's a tricky name there. Cholera brachypus is likely to have arrived from Australia and causes dense mats around the seafloor. Since its detection, the Ministry of Primary Industries and Mana Whenua have been working towards a dual response for controlling the species. Louis was joined by Martin Cleave, who is the biosecurity representative for the local iwi Ngāti Wai. They spoke about the species, its impact, and how they are looking to respond. To start, Louis asked Martin to explain what the species of seaweed actually is, and hopefully he pronounces it correctly for you. Here they are now.
Cholera brachypus is actually an invasive seaweed that has landed on Great Barrier waters, particularly in Blind Bay and Tryphena. And in being invasive, it's an unwanted seaweed.
Yeah, what are the specific risks that it poses?
Well, in actual fact, I mean, the seaweed actually comes from Australian waters as we understand it. It's new to here, so it's the first time that it's landed here. The problem with the weed is it's dense and it's rapid spreading. So it has this rapid spread which can actually suffocate seafood, particularly scallops, crustaceans and so forth. In the time that it's landed on Great Barrier Island, as we go through the surveillance process, it has almost covered most of Blind Bay and some of Tryphena. We have yet to understand to what extent yet.
Have there been correlated studies on the risks in Australia and elsewhere that could be used to see what risks there are to New Zealand?
I think the problem is that the biggest problem is that it's fast spreading. It's non-toxic, so there's no risk there, but it's actually just the spread. So literally in Blind Bay, when you look underneath the water where there was once just sand and scallop, it now has literally spread across three rugby fields of just green. So if you could think about a scallop shell, this weed covers it so it can't breathe. That's only one type of seafood. So for Māori in particular, or Mana Whenua, and local people on the island, that's extinguishing out their rights to take seafood. For Māori, it's extinguishing their customary fishing rights.
Yeah, that's something I wanted to touch on, because I guess if there are major impacts on the habitat and the seafood that depends on that habitat, there's going to be social and cultural risks to Māori on the island and those who are living on the island anyway. Could you just specifically elaborate more on what those risks are?
The cultural impacts or negative impacts that has on local people, particularly Māori, is that it classically extinguishes our customary fishing rights, mainly because that invasive seaweed can kill all of our kaimana, our seafood. For local, in terms of those social impacts, those two bays, Tryphena and Blind Bay, are the probably most highly dived spots, particularly for scallops on island that are frequented.
So are there any solutions that you guys are looking into with MPI?
The scary part is at this point in time, there has never been a study whereby an extermination was possible. At a first glance, prior to the surveillance that commenced 3 weeks ago, MPI and us, the Mana Whenua governance group, were not aware of the rapid nature of it. Post underwater surveillance, and given the absolute extreme nature of the spread, in the last 2 years, MPI are looking at accelerating science around trying to find ways to terminate it, because it can break up and shift in currents. The last thing that we or New Zealand or MPI want is for this Cholera brachypus to land in Tamaki, in Takapuna, on Little Barrier Island, in Omaha, Pakeri, and so forth. That would be absolutely devastating.
Yeah, and I guess one of the solutions MPI proposed was legal controls, making it illegal to take seafood and anchor without a permit at Blind Bay and Tryphena Harbour. What would be the impacts of this? Do you think that that's enough?
So basically today, the controlled authority notice was imposed today with a dual partnership of Arahui. And that is a no-take zone until the 30th of November while we deal with this. The reason that's no take of seafood, no anchoring, no diving to that effect for that period of time, while we do surveillance up and down the island. And that is just at this point of time to pause and contain the invasive seaweed. That is the first thing that's actually critically important. And we are working daily in conjunction with MPI to figure out ways or particularly the next steps moving forward.
Yes, I guess it is quite a rapid moving event with not much known about it. Do you have faith that there's going to be proper controls put in place in the next month, 2 months to prevent the spread?
My biggest, well, the positive is that MPI have reacted relatively quickly. The second thing that MPI have done through the leadership of John Walsh is actually engage with Mana Whenua. That was the most appropriate step. The next one is to enforce a can. So we're going through the right procedures and stages. My concern is that the rapid nature of the spread of the invasive weed may be too fast for us to control, and we will end up landing at a place where it has to be terminated, and that will require a lot of money, I would suspect.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.